name's Karen Jupp. It's the 26th of August, and the project is One Another. I'd just like to ask you a few questions on behalf of the Wellcome Trust.
No problem.
If you can just say your name, your age, and then where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Edward Crook. I'm 28 years old, and I'm from Wandsworth in London.
How are you feeling at the moment? How are you feeling now seeing the plinth and you're here?
I'm actually surprisingly a bit apprehensive and nervous, and I'm not sure why, but I kind of haven't thought about it at all, or I try to keep it out of my head. And the last 24 hours, I've actually got reasonably nervous about it, a bit of butterflies. I'm not sure why, but I have, so yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, I decided reasonably late what I was going to do 100%. I had to get a lot done in quite a short space of time. But it's been, the minutes have ticked very, very slowly today. So yeah, glad to be here now at last. And as far as actually seeing is concerned, it's a bit surreal, really. A bit surreal, yeah. I remember being here when I was about 10 years old and driving past it for the first time, so thinking I'm actually going to stand in one of the most famous squares in the world, it's a bit odd, but yeah, we'll see.
What would you be doing today?
Today, Matthew, I'm going to be advertising my North Pole expedition for 2010. The basically the expedition is raising money for two charities, Children with Leukemia and Help for Heroes. Unfortunately, about 48 hours before I was given a place on the plinth, I heard that my main sponsor had pulled out. So I need to raise awareness. I need to promote the exhibition, and obviously the charities that the very good charities that I'm trying to raise money for and get to the North Pole for. So that's kind of what I'll be doing today.
So what's your main hope and experience?
I think hope and experience will be slightly different. I think my experience will be one thing. The experience will be quite exhilarating, I guess. Whereas the outcome, I suppose, is obviously to get attention and to have someone call me up next week and say, here's £25,000, go to North Pole and raise lots of money for kids and servicemen. So I think there's two slightly different things, and I can probably separate them quite easily in my head. Yeah.
Can you give me a bit more detail? You just mentioned servicemen.
Yeah.
And kids. Yeah. Why is that important to you?
I've been raising money for Children with Leukemia for 5-6 years now. I've done numerous events for them. I've run marathons, canoed across countries, climbed mountains, and been to the Arctic before, and run across the Great Wall of China, all sorts of palaver. And then the Help for Heroes, the servicemen, is something a bit more recent for me. I come from quite a large military family, and my mother's a nurse as well, so kind of see both sides of war and care, I suppose. And I'm actually a soldier myself, part-time TA, Total Army now. So obviously I have a lot of friends in the forces, and I understand the plight that, you know, can affect so many servicemen who don't get paid very well for a job that we're all secretly glad someone else does. So it's a real honour to try and do something for all those guys.
Travelled.
Yeah.
Is that something that's important to you?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that's very important to me. I guess, you know, a lot of people spend all their time in life working out what it's all about, plodding along. I haven't really got time, because I'm trying to see the world. I'm trying to do things. You know, why go to, say, the North Pole? Yeah, it's a challenge physically and mentally, but also it's there. It's there, and it's in books, but you know, you have to go and feel the chill in the morning, I suppose, and you have to feel the heat in the desert on your face to really appreciate it, and you have to get bitten in the Amazon. Anyone can look in a book or read a magazine or watch on TV. So yeah, I need to go and experience these things firsthand, otherwise I'll regret it as an old man. Yeah. I'll have to be honest with you. My girlfriend applied, and she was telling me for weeks she was going to be a national monument. And eventually she goes, oh, why don't you apply as well? You never know, you might get a place. And I got a place and she didn't. So, yeah, we weren't talking for a few hours because I was laughing so loudly, but everything's fine now. I was really excited, you know, to start with. I didn't really look into it that much, if I'm honest, but you know, I obviously read about it, I know the guys behind it, I obviously know the artist, so it's and obviously I know the location, it's such an icon, so it's yeah, it's very exciting, very exciting.
So how are you going to celebrate once you come
back? Yeah, I think a few beers maybe, with a few friends who are coming to, well, they say support. I'm just going to have them all checked by security. They don't have eggs and tomatoes, but no, I've got some friends coming down, brother, etc. So yeah, it'd be good to see people, and a bit of a one-off really. So yeah, looking forward to it.
You mentioned earlier about the support, but the sponsorship for this important trip.
Yeah. I've got sort of a board, etc., with some details. You know, I'm not going to push it down people's faces. If someone picks it up, someone picks it up. You know, it's the other part of it is British exploration. I'm a big fan of a big admirer of all the British explorers in history and how they've really challenged themselves and challenged and taken on the globe in lots of ways. You know, if we weren't first, we were second to most places, and we really pushed the body and the mind in doing it all. So yes, obviously I'll be looking for there'll be some words up there about raising money, but you know, the other standpoint is another Brit trying to do what we do best, challenge ourselves. So yeah.
And your biggest challenge for your experience on the plane?
Trying to get all my kid up there probably. I don't know, it's stop smiling probably, and stay compos mentis when people call me on my phone and stuff, but we'll see. Yeah, be funny, be strange, but we'll see.
What kind of kit are you gonna be wearing?
I've got my very basic outer layers here, otherwise I'm gonna pass out after about 5 minutes if I put on the full regalia. But I have my boots and my thermal trousers and my Arctic top, and obviously my goggles and mitts. So I'll be the warmest man in London shortly. So yeah, be warm up there. And then obviously I've got a sledge and my couple of other bits and pieces.
And just coming back to you, what obviously following this experience today, what about your aspirations for yourself for the future?
I guess obviously I have sort of dreams and aspirations, but at the same time I'm trying not to plan my life too militarily, which is a bit ironic I suppose, but I think if I start planning things too much for, you know, really long hauls, then I'm gonna miss opportunities. Whilst I enjoy stability, I want to be able to go and do things that get offered to me and get put in front of me. So yeah, I need to stay quite open-minded about stuff. You know, obviously marriage and kids looking more and more likely all the time, but yeah, I still need to keep pushing myself.
Family's important to you?
Yeah, family's important to me. It's I grew up in quite a tough family with my dad away a lot with the army, so it brought me and my brother very close, and yeah, family means a lot. I understand all the aspects of family and being apart, so better than most people. So yeah, it does mean a lot to me.
Will they all be watching you
tonight? Yeah, they're at home on the web, and my girlfriend's on the web out in Croatia at the moment. My brother's coming as well, so yeah, excited, nervous. The charities, Children with Leukemia was one that it's kind of off the cuff. When I was planning to do, originally I was running, the London Marathon, and they called me up, and I spoke to a few charities, but they were so warm and got me in and made me feel very welcome. And I discussed other ideas, and they've always been fully behind me, and I just decided it was, you know, something to get involved with. There is little parts of my family or people in the family who have got cancer, and leukemia is obviously a form of cancer. So, you know, with it being in children, etc., that's something that is obviously important to everyone. So, yeah, that's how I kind of did fall into it, but I'm very glad I did. Very glad I did, yeah.
And just about yourself, you told us that you are a soldier.
Yeah, yeah. Territorial Army, so part-time, yeah. Just a long family history, I guess. I love the camaraderie. I love the working with other people in sometimes horrific conditions. But I guess only when you're in conditions as bad as they can be, as we're all well aware at the moment, only then do you probably really appreciate all the good things in life. So, yeah. Just moved in with my girlfriend, so that's obviously a big step for me, very important. Happiness, and I guess with the age I'm at now, just trying to push my body whilst it's still in one good youthful piece, and just do as much as I possibly can, yeah.
Okay, thank you. We're aware that you have to go for another interview, so we'll let you.
Very popular man. Thank you. Cheers, guys.